You know, it was a treat to be with you yesterday. Oh, and 3 days this week. Isn't this fun?
Wasn't it wonderful to talk to those dear ladies?
It was. Yes.
It was so special.
You know, another, I think Jerome would have loved to have called. He did call today. Jerome Jacobs was just getting back to me about the interference stuff, you know, that's going on over there. And but he was just so kind in talking about down through the years, all the people that have been part of the volunteers that came to send out the mailing and all the other things. And just I was able to tell him a little bit more about how, you know, my life, my history, my ancestry almost has been impacted by this station. So I'm like a second generation of people impacted by it. I was 10 years old when my parents started to listen to a brand new radio station, and they were in Maiden Rock down in a river valley. So they were really, you know, that was not easy reception. So they had to put the radio in just the right spot. You know how Warren used to help people about
put it
on the refrigerator. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes the metal body of the refrigerator really did make a difference there. And then pointing the antenna a certain way, pointing it direct, you know, and sometimes you pointed it toward the station and other times you had to point in a different direction to make it work. That's what they did. And they, I remember them listening at 9:15, I think it was, I don't know, in the evening.
Yep, that's when I was on.
Yeah, then that program would come on, and they'd be hearing that, and they'd want to know how to raise these four rascally kids that they had, and I was the first of them. So anyway, you know, it impacted my life, and so, yeah, that's why I appreciate it a lot more, and it's such a great honor to be able to... To usher you on here and have you share with us.
I've been pestering you for a long time.
Preach to us today. Yes, thank you. Bring the word of God. Yes.
Amen. Bless you. Well, you know what? The sun's playing peekaboo here in Chippewa Valley. And the temperature is so wonderful. So all we can do is say thank you, Lord, for the good day. Say, have you noticed if you're driving through our area, you can see the color is coming on the trees. It's so beautiful. Isn't the Lord wonderful? He planned it all for our eyes to see. Take time to look at it, won't you? I know I want to take time to drive up into the apple orchard area and see the trees. It's always so special. And really, it's beginning to look like fall in our area, and I'm sure in yours also. They tell us that next weekend will be the peak time. Say a great big thank you to those of you who took time, made time to call in to the station and connect with us on call-in. Carol will surely keep you informed as to the results of the day. But let me remind you, don't forget, if you didn't call in, you can call us the entire month of October and connect with us, because this is the month, not just the day, but the month of connecting with us. So would you still remember to call if you haven't already? Thank you so much for being so gracious to help us. Yes, the bills keep coming, the same every month. So don't despair with us that we are bothering you to help us with your funds. Well, my verse for the day is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. I thought it was a good one. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. How about that? Aren't you glad? He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Be so easy with all that's happening in our world around us to give up and say, what's the use? But this verse reminds us that the Lord is still on the throne. He's still ahead of us. He's still with us. and he still will not fail or forsake us. So we can hold our head high and rejoice in the Lord all day long. Well, yes, I want to call this broadcast the Paul Harvey, rest of the story. You remember Paul Harvey? Yes, he was that famous ABC news broadcaster on the radio, by the way. He was born in 1918 and he died in 2009. My husband seldom missed his broadcast. He loved those wonderful stories. He always ended his broadcast with the story. And as he was telling it so beautifully, as he was coming to the climax, he'd say, "And this is the rest of the story." In other words, this is the end of the story and you're going to hear the climax. Well, that's what I'm saying today. This is the last of the broadcasts concerning manners. And do they matter? Yes, they do. And how about Daniel and his three friends as beautiful example of teaching a child manners and the Word of God when they are young? And my admonishing grandparents and parents to teach those precious grandchildren God's Word. It's so interesting. We get them ready for school, fix their lunches, go to PTA, do all those good things. But we're very, very slow and weak in teaching the most important, which how to know Jesus as their Savior. So just a last reminder today. Let me give you some ideas of how we can learn lessons from these four teenagers and the fact that they were trained so well as young teenagers. Daniel's testimony was so wonderful, and I have want to read to you from chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, and this is what it says. It says, Daniel's testimony was pleased the new king Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have absolutely no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And then let me drop down to verses 25 to 28, where the king wrote to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied unto you." And now he's making a decree, and this is what he says, "That in every dominion of my kingdom, that men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even until the end. He delivereth and rescues, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And that's exactly what the king said. I want you to worship the God of Daniel. Why? Because Daniel had such a wonderful testimony. He lived before the king what he believed, his strong convictions. And that is so powerful. What's so wonderful is that Daniel always gave God the glory in his life. And he would go to him in prayer before he ever made any comments of the dreams or anything that he would suggest to the king. He always, and that's so precious, isn't it? I want to do that. I know people will compliment me on the broadcast and the fact that I keep going at my old age. But you know what? God gets the glory. He's the one that gives me the strength and the fortitude to keep on going and keep on trying. And it's because we have left out our God that we're in trouble politically and every other way right now in our own country. And you can see from those verses that I read you that Daniel was a wonderful leader for God. Oh, how we need a strong leader in the spiritual realm to guide us. We need another Billy Graham, don't we? Well, Daniel had integrity, he had wisdom, he had strong beliefs, strong convictions. And it's no wonder that he was promoted to the highest position in the kingdom. And even the king backed him up. So there are several ways that we can read God's word. This is what I'd like to have you think about today. How do you read God's word? Or is it a dusty Bible? You haven't had it out for years. I hope not. Just to be reading the Bible is really doesn't amount to much, does it? And it's really the outcome of that was, okay, I read the Bible today, and then you forget all about what you read. Then there's reading the Bible as a history lesson. It's certainly filled with history. And then you read it so that you can apply it to your life. And that's the way to go, isn't it? And so my prayer is that we might all apply that fact, that I want to read the Bible so it can make a difference in my life. I remember years ago when my husband and I were pastor and wife in Estherville, Iowa, our first pastorate. And we started a new church there, so my husband and I made lots of calls. He was on the radio, even in that town, 5 days a week. And a gentleman called and asked us if we would go by and visit him at his home. So we did exactly that at his invitation. And when we got there, the first thing he said to us was, I wanted you to come by so I could share with you that I, as of today, have read my Bible all the way through Genesis to Revelation 100 times. And so my husband said, oh, that's wonderful. And then he began to talk about when he reads and all those details. And finally, my husband said to him, by the way, do you know the author of the Bible? And he said, no, I really don't. I don't know who that would be or who the different authors are. And my husband, of course, pointed him to Jesus and said, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And to make a long story short, he led that dear man to Jesus. And from then on, he wanted to apply the scriptures. And it makes such a difference. Well, Daniel was trained in the home as a teenager, and he knew what he believed, and he was prepared to stand on those convictions. And that's what I'm trying to get through so desperately. And he made up his mind that he was going to live as a Hebrew and faithfully follow his beliefs. He was ready at all costs to stand for his convictions. What a challenge for you and me. And then God could trust Daniel with greater responsibilities since he was proven to be faithful in the smaller things, like choosing what to eat. And then another thing we can learn from this lesson is Daniel was willing to stand for a simple conviction that became a stepping stone for the larger challenge that was waiting for him by the king. Yes, the little things lead to the big things. And then finally, Daniel's obedience opened up the doors of opportunity for him to become a tremendous influence in an ungodly culture. And I would say that that's what we need to do with our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, is teach them so that they can live for Jesus in an ungodly culture. Yes. How we need this today among our Christian body. Could it be that because of our failure to take a stand that we're in the mess that we're in our country right now? Think about it. Because Daniel took a stand for God, his testimony spread throughout the entire kingdom. And in the same way, Jesus saved us. And now he wants you and me, right here in the world, to be an influence all around us. I know I want that so desperately. So when we stand on the principles of God's word, we leave a lasting impact on others. Oh yes, they may laugh at us and make fun of us, but when trouble comes in their lives, guess what? They come and seek us out and ask for help and blessing. And by that, they're being drawn to the Savior. So as I close the broadcast, I want to ask you, what convictions do you have, Christian convictions, that guides your life? My prayer for my life and for you is that we'll be strengthened by that precious Holy Spirit who lives and dwells within us, and that we can shine like a light in a dark world as we stand up for our convictions every opportunity that comes in our lives. The Lord has placed each of us right there in our homes, our workplace, our towns, the cities, so that you and me can influence those around us. I want my life to count. Let me ask you, are you willing to join me? I pray so. God bless you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.